Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. The Bryant Park Project is your place for news, Beelzebufos, and other beasts that, well, just shouldn't be, really. Yep, that means it's time for the ramble.
Beelzebufo, my favorite story of yesterday. The discovery of that existence of a giant dinosaur-eating frog from hell, hence the name Beelzebufo. I think it's the size of the bowling ball. Well, today, we're going to talk about giant sea spiders. How about it? Eight-legged beast the size of dinner plates discovered by a scientific expedition in the mysterious oceans off Antarctica. Also discovered, giant worms, a jellyfish with 18-foot-long tentacles. This all sounds terrifying, but they also collected a bunch of sea squirts. Now, they sound cute, but I looked them up. They're not so cute.
They're not.
Just for the record. And believe it or not, NPR, of course, did a long story on sea squirts in 04. So you can just Google that. The team's leader, scientist Martin Riddle, says the finds, they are, well, strange-looking fish. The expedition is monitoring the impact of environmental change in the Antarctic waters. Let's just hope this isn't the result of environmental change, just evolution. Some are concerned that global warming could draw sharks south and tamper with the ecological balance. But shark... jellyfish with 18-foot-long tentacles. I'm not sure how I'd put my money on.
It's fun to be a science correspondent. I want to be a science correspondent. You get to hang out with all these crazy creatures. And it's not politically divisive. It's just fun and interesting. So, people who go to bed at a usual hour, not 7:30 like the rest of us, there's something cool that you should look for tonight. A total lunar eclipse. Total moon eclipse. The Earth will cast its shadow on the moon tonight. It'll be first visible at 8:43, not 8:42, not 8:41, not 8:44, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. And the moon will be completely covered by 10:01. Mm. The eclipse will also be visible in Western Europe, Africa, and Western Asia. The moon, during this phenomenon, the moon will appear red because of the sun's rays filtered and refracted by the Earth's atmosphere. If the Earth had no atmosphere, the moon would pretty much disappear to us during the lunar eclipse. So this is a very special event. So stay up.
I wonder, because I'm a Cancer, I'm a moon child, if I'm going to get wacky at 8:43
tonight. Get all crazy?
Interesting. I don't know. Anybody who knows astrology out there, let me know if I need to, you know, hide things in my house. A firefighter's life was saved by a DVD about fire extinguishers, but maybe not how you think. South Carolina firefighter Barry McRoy, well, he was leaving a Waffle House restaurant on a Saturday. Love the Waffle House. Two men ran in, struggling over a gun. It went off. A bullet hit one of them and then hit Mr. McRoy.
Okay.
Thankfully, he was carrying that DVD in his pocket, and that got the bullet.
That
the DVD
crazy.
Was a recording of a TV show about fire extinguishers made by an employee. So, literally.
Saving his life. Okay, so call this a new version of the midlife crisis. Workers in their 40s are dipping into their 401k retirement plans to pay off debts. This is apparently happening at an increasing rate. People are spending their nest eggs to pay for gas for those big SUVs, for mortgages on those houses that suddenly aren't worth as much as they used to be, to pay off credit cards, and even in some instances just to buy groceries, just to get by. Some big retirement plan administrators tell the Associated Press that applications to take out these so-called hardship withdrawals or to borrow from a 401k plan are up by double digits. This is not a good thing. Couple that with the fact that some 401k plans don't let you continue to contribute to your retirement fund while you're borrowing against it. And the Center for Retirement Research predicts that 43% of workers are now at risk of not being able to maintain their current standard of living during retirement. We got to save people.
And also you get taxed.
Yeah.
All right. In Great Britain, a controversy.
A controversy
over an ultrasonic mosquito device meant to keep teenagers from loitering in front of convenience stores. You've probably heard about this, or you've only heard about it because you maybe haven't, you don't hear it. Here's the deal. There's this sound, this high-pitched sound. It's so high that it can only be heard by the youngsters. I have not heard it. This is how I officially knew I was getting old. We actually played this noise once because it was a ringtone for a while.
Uh-huh.
And teenagers were able to call each other and pick up their phones, or at least know their phones were ringing in schools and teachers weren't hearing it.
So crazy.
We tried it over back at MSNBC, uh-huh. And everybody was sort of listening like, can you hear it? And some intern way across. It was like a big giant wall space. Across the wall space, gets up and goes, "What is that noise?" She was so annoyed with this.
Spot the young person.
About 3,500 of the buggers have been installed in the UK. Buggers, the American sense, not the UK sense. We get in trouble with the UK FCC for that one. Now, England's Children's Commissioner is demanding that the device be banned because it infringes on kids' human rights. With the Association of Convenience Stores, not surprisingly, fully behind the mosquito noise machines.
There you go. Hey, folks, that does it for the ramble.